Wait, what was that one thing? Didn't you try to order Taco Bell once?
And it
was...
What did it say?
It said something diabolical.
Creepy.
Yeah, it was like...
Denied. Pretty much something like denied. That. Denied.
It was even weirder than that, though.
Yeah. All right, are we going to talk about news cut that entire last part out?
It's good. It's
I'm
good
waiting
content.
For the person in charge to tell me
Greg,
what to do.
Okay, Greg, I'm telling you to show me a picture of you when
How
you were
about
younger.
Zoe, look at
the
me.
Person in charge who has your
How
fidget,
about those fires?
Fidget ring.
How about those fires?
I think it's working.
It is, but
the fidget ring is working.
I'm playing with it.
Help me, Rhonda. Help.
Rhonda.
I don't have any old pictures
so
of me.
Confused.
Sorry.
Well, no, I'm not.
They were lost in the fires of 89.
Because if you Google me, all you get is that kind of stuff.
Stop. That's funny.
They were burned in the fire, good. Right?
So,
well, the show has not started yet. Let's be real.
When will it start, do you think?
What do you want to talk about?
What do you want
we're
to talk about?
We're going to talk about news.
What? Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't know what's going on.
My internet's not working, so you can't talk.
How do you feel about the TikTok fam?
How do I feel about TikTok?
I'm not on TikTok. Can we talk about food?
Can we talk about TikTok?
Guys, I don't know anything that's going on because I've separated myself from society.
Have you?
That's real. Yes.
Are you like on an island somewhere by yourself?
Well, normally because I disassociate a lot. Like, just pretty much all the time.
I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention. What'd you say?
This is episode unspecified of Village Idiots. I'm your host, Zoe Franz.
Hi, Zoe. How are you?
Hi. I'm...
How's it going?
On people.
Wait, do you know how Jeff Goldblum does that thing where he's like,
nature.
And I was
nature
in Jurassic Park.
Finds
and,
a way.
I have such a crush on Jeff
Life,
Goldblum.
Finds a way.
Jeff Goldblum,
he's
if you're
so
listening
awkward,
to this,
but also like
Jeff Goldblum, if you're listening
if you're
to
this,
I've got a really big crush on you. And well, not as much as Bill Hader, but and I'm a big fan of I'm a big fan of your jazz band. No one knows he has a jazz band. I know. And I think I understand you.
She does the research.
He has a jazz band?
Yeah, he does.
Does he really?
Yeah. It's good.
Bill Hader.
He plays piano in it and it's really good. Bill Hader, obviously my first choice, but Jeff Goldblum, if you're out there.
Somewhere.
So Abby's ordering Taco Bell right now.
You didn't finish the sentence.
I want to talk about food because I'm hungry and I think that's a good topic.
But what were you going to say to Jeff Goldblum?
I don't want to talk about food.
Okay. I want to marry you.
Okay.
All right. Don't want to talk about food.
Jeff Goldblum, I'll be your wife.
Okay. So there's a big fire going on in LA right now.
No, we already talked about the fire.
Not on this episode.
The crew's
in critical stage of battle against deadly LA wildfires. Now how do you feel about fire?
This might be a hot take. This might be a hot take. I don't think the fires are very good.
Oh, wow. Mm. Controversial take there.
Where did you come from? Hell?
Yeah.
south of Dayton.
Hell.
North of hell.
South of hell.
Yes.
Yeah,
it sinks lower than hell.
That's all the news. That's all that's on here.
Well, okay. You know
nationalism.
Do you remember?
Let's talk about our personal political views.
David and Andy Sedaris talking about losing their parents.
Free Luigi. He did nothing wrong, and I love.
Oh no, not this.
So has anybody famous died from the fires?
No.
So they all just fled to like the local hotels.
They've got millions.
They're in a hotel somewhere.
They're fine.
Well, they all have chips in their brains, and they are no longer human, so they can't be burned by fire.
Because they're part lizard now.
Are they lizard? I heard they're lizard. Yeah.
And the robot birds let them know ahead of time that the fires were coming.
Yeah, and they burrow under the ground. They got a whole little system down there.
Oh, that's nice.
And the hollow earth. That's where they went.
That's where they went. Okay, that makes sense.
That's where they're going to go whenever all the nukes are deployed as well.
She's spitting facts, folks. She's spoken
a lot. Fun of Los Angeles burning down. I used to live there, so you have to be nice. Take it back.
So, did you like living in LA?
I did. I loved it. But I was young and single, and it was awesome.
Oh, I feel like it would stress me out right now at the age
I had people I would go out with, and they would encourage me to, like, you know, hang out with people and have fun and do stuff.
Oh, like network?
And partake in things that may not be spoken of.
Yes.
Greg episode. Greg behind the scenes episode.
This is actually, this episode is all about Greg.
Greg Uncensored.
Okay, cool. That sounds great.
So, Greg, I'm going to start off with...
have I been to Los Angeles? I have. Okay, interrogate. Go.
Don't worry. I'm going to start off with a broad question. Have you ever done...
So, next question.
Shrooms.
Yes.
What's the next question?
Shrooms.
Greg, who was...
I need to be old and mysterious, so I'm not going to answer any of your questions.
Who is the most famous person you met when you lived in L.A.?
Wait, I don't know.
Tom Selleck.
Are you so serious? You're
lying. Mustache.
The mustache.
Was it the man? Was it beautiful in person?
What? The mustache? Yeah. I don't know.
Was it as glorious as it is on the cinema?
He was filming a movie up the street from my house.
Do all of the women there look like models?
No. But all the attractive women go there.
Yeah, I know. Because in New York...
that's why I'm here.
Yeah, I heard like an L.A. 10 is different.
You didn't complain. Yeah. You're supposed to complain.
An L.A. 5 is an Ohio 10.
Oh, 100%.
So if I went to L.A., I'd be laughed all the way back to Ohio.
No.
Well, they won't let you in. So.
They won't let me in either.
There's
trust
a gate.
Me. Trust me. They'll be like, get out. You literally look like...
You think so? Yeah. You think both of us are gates?
Really, is it actually hard to get into
there's a gate
LA?
In the air at the airport, yeah. And they check
seriously?
You.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay. So and how did you get in?
But there's a lot of freaks there.
No, Greg, that's why...
I was young and cute.
No, that's why I asked for a picture of you when you were younger, because I have this theory that you were probably really good looking.
Uh-huh. Were.
You
see that?
You said that as if it was like...
You see that?
Not available.
Zoe.
Please, I need to see a picture. Please.
See?
Widowy, what the hell?
Widowy.
Widowy, what are you talking about?
I can say it.
Nope.
Ask your questions. Go.
Okay. So,
I've never done cocaine, but I've held it in my hand.
Okay.
And talked to
a
cop
so
about
serious?
It.
Oh, I thought you said talked to it.
No, a cop was on my earlier podcast and brought actual cocaine, and
wow.
we had to touch it. And we had rubber gloves on, so we couldn't.
My intrusive thoughts would tell me to snort it, and I probably would.
A cop was sitting right there, and he had a gun, so no, I'm not going to do that.
I'm not going to shoot.
Nice
noise. Will they shoot you? Will they shoot you?
Did you make that noise? What
if you
was
inhale?
That?
I thought
you
that was funny.
Inhale? Yes.
Next question. This is a serious podcast.
Oh, okay. Guys. Yes. Okay. Serious podcast. Serious podcast.
I just want to say, I take my job.
Where's the audience?
I take my job and my position on this show very seriously. I'm going to...
I don't.
As an interviewer? Are you an interviewer?
Yeah, I'm an interviewer. And I want to know if you liked living in New York or LA better.
I've never lived in New York.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I would know. I'm an expert on where I have lived.
He's going to kill you later.
Yes, you did.
Just
someone's going to kill you.
You're an expert on your...
This is not an episode.
You're an expert on your mood. I'm an expert on where I've lived.
Okay. All right.
I've never lived in New York, but I've visited it several times.
You've been to New York. Okay.
Yes.
Would you live in New York?
No.
So John Mulaney lives in New York. Everybody knows this. Bill Hader lives in LA.
I don't know this.
Fred
you notice how the episode about Greg got turned immediately into an episode about Bill Hader?
Oh.
And or John Mulaney.
Every man morphs into Bill Hader eventually. Zoe's theory.
I met a man who knew a woman who knew...
It'd be like that.
Bill
sometimes.
Hader.
Oh. And you
oh
didn't
my
get
gosh.
His number?
You were so close to seeing Bill Hader.
So close. So close. I think if I actually saw him in person, I would pass out.
Like at
it doesn't take a lot.
Like at a juice place.
It doesn't take a lot for me to pass out.
Okay. Or you might just have not enough sugar.
Sugar.
Wait, I'm accidentally. Oh, sorry.
Sugar.
What are we doing here, Brie?
I don't know. I was trying to do things
hell?
That I was failing.
She was taking videos.
I was failing.
I like it.
I
can we make a TikTok
you like when
out
I
of
fail?
It? I want more TikToks. Can we do more TikToks?
Well, if TikTok's going to disappear.
It won't.
Disavow.
No, the guy from Shark Tank.
I don't think it will.
No, the guy from Shark Tank.
So, guys, I need you to tell me.
Is it Kevin?
Kevin O'Brien.
I hate Kevin O'Leary.
Yes.
I hate him.
Kevin O'something. It's Kevin O'something.
And
the Irish. I knew.
He's Irish.
Anyways, tell me what's going on because I don't know about this TikTok
so
thing.
They're
TikTok
throwing around
may or may not be banned.
Well, hasn't that been the thing for a while?
It has been.
But now it's
officially,
more
no,
of
it
a...
has officially been banned.
Yes.
They had 9 months to sell or get out of the country. Mm. That was 8 months ago. Now it will be officially closed down.
On the 19th.
Of January.
Yes.
No,
I thought it was 16th.
It's the 19th.
Something? I don't know.
I was told today.
Around
Zoe
there.
Brought actual news to the show. Did
oh
you see
gosh.
That?
Applause.
I take my job very seriously. Thank you. Yes. This is information I was given today by a reputable source.
January 19th, May? They either have to shut January down 19th. Or sell it
yes.
by okay. then. And then they were just in front of the Supreme
Court. Who is they?
Court, the company that owns TikTok. Okay. And they were just in front of the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court did not side with them. So I don't know if there's been an official ruling or not yet. Well, Zoe might know.
There has not been an official ruling, but there will be one on the 19th.
Is have you monitored the Supreme Court and found out if that's going to be a thing?
Well, I'm on the Supreme Court, oh, okay. so I would know.
And that makes sense.
That explains
yeah.
so a lot of the many things that have.
I'm doing my best.
I well, think TikTok the world's falling will be apart.
Bought. You think TikTok will be
TikTok bought? Will be bought by somebody because it's
worth
billions.
I'm trying my hardest.
Billions.
Oh, yeah. I actually never downloaded it. I
Neither
resisted.
Have I.
I have it. I love it.
I don't have it, and I don't love it.
It's
but
because
I think it's awesome.
We're old. We're yeah. We're the ones that just have it. Yeah. So that's why.
So hear me out.
Are you old?
We
Zoe?
Do not want to.
No. I just think that it's a really, really good way for small businesses mm-hmm. to grow. That is the fastest way for them to grow right now. Mm-hmm. Like the amount of things that, like even when you're scrolling, I mean, it can get a little annoying. But you know, you'll see people reviewing something, or you'll see the small, and you see thousands of people flocking to their account just to mm-hmm. help them.
Yeah.
Now, there's obviously going to be good and bad sides
Instagram
of everything.
Instagram Reels is better.
I don't have Instagram.
You don't?
No.
Dude, I send you stuff all the time.
You oh don't God, have I'm Instagram? So
that's why
sorry.
She hasn't answered anything.
Do you actually, like, on my old account?
Oh, yeah. I send you Reels all the time.
Are we friends on it?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't had it for years now,
I assumed
now,
that you probably...
I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine. I send you, like, work-related, like, well, like, funny, like, stuff that I see that reminds me of you.
That's
it's okay.
weird.
I'm so sorry. That's I weird. Actually don't Zoe know the password. I genuinely don't
it's
know.
It's okay.
You can do a password.
I remember
reset.
You saying yeah. that you, like, didn't have Instagram,
yeah.
and that did not stop me from sending
so
you stuff.
I don't really like doing social... So, okay... I, so
Zoe sends you she sends you Instagram Reels and you don't
she
get
never
them.
Sends me
I've got
Instagram
a TikTok
Reels and we are friends
I don't
on Instagram.
Get any Instagram Reels from Zoe
are you on
and I'm
on, are you on Instagram
I'm on
I'll send you
all
stuff?
The time
really
and I check yeah. every day for Zoe Reels oh. and they never come
and
through
they're really
you're,
just
you're,
a disappointment.
You're getting them anyway and you're not even looking
I
at them
am. So unfair.
I wish I were cool.
I have a weird
know,
story about
too.
TikTok
we're old that's why
yeah
So, since that is the one thing I have, I don't want people messaging me or anything. I literally just want to scroll on it, to be honest. Like, I can comment if I want, but I don't want people, like, DMing me. But there's this person, allegedly.
Oh, yeah.
I'll put allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly?
This is a true story.
I wish people would DM me.
Yeah.
What is Zoe doing?
It wasn't funny.
What is Zoe doing with the toy?
It wasn't funny.
Don't see.
It wasn't funny.
Wouldn't you
Zoe,
like
what are you doing?
I don't want to look.
It wasn't funny. It was a joke. It wasn't funny.
Zoe?
Mm-hmm.
How many tattoos do I have?
You have 6 tattoos.
11.
How many tattoos do I have?
14.
You're 8? 10.
Oh,
I was closer.
Oh, yes. But I was closest without going over.
Yes,
Price
but
is
this
right
isn't
rules.
Price is
it
right
is.
Rules.
It is. I get $1,000. Okay. Thanks.
My brother, do I look?
You do. You look like Mr. Moneybags.
Moneybags.
What do I have, like 20 cents in my account right now? Probably.
All right. We're not talking about the news today. So what are we talking about on this
funny.
Show?
Help me, Greg.
Zoe has the humor of a 10-year-old boy.
I'm sorry, I'm tweaking.
5-year-old boy.
I'm sorry, I'm tweaking.
Are you?
No.
Yeah.
What about ketamine?
I don't know what that does. Is that for horses?
It's a horse tranquilizer, and it is actually used to
why
help
do people
with depression.
Isn't
help,
that a Matt, oh, that's depression? A Matthew Perry thing, right? Isn't that, wasn't that
know.
Ketamine? Isn't that
I'm
what
not
killed him?
Sure.
I know Tyler Perry, and I think he looks a little bit like Brie.
Tyler Perry? I don't know Tyler Perry. But
isn't he like
Perry?
One time I met
a
guy
a
whose sister's aunt knew Tyler Perry.
That's I meant Steven
so,
Tyler.
Steven Tyler is not Tyler Perry. Those are two different people.
I was going to say, girl.
I am
the palest.
I get them confused. This is not the first time I've got them confused. Doesn't it look like Brie a little bit?
Let me see this picture.
Separated
oh,
at birth.
Oh, I love him.
Steven.
He's gorgeous.
Not Tyler Perry. She does not look like
that's,
Tyler Perry.
That's Liv Tyler's dad
sure.
from Aerosmith. He's
okay,
the, yeah, he's the lead
confused.
Singer.
I mean, he's very good looking. Aerosmith.
It's a very old band.
Are you hitting on my sister's
Zoe?
Crazy.
Crazy.
He's 85.
We saw the impersonation people
so
that
Brie and I saw a tribute band for Aerosmith. Mm-hmm.
Zoe, did you know he's 85?
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
No, he's not.
She's like
gonna fact check.
No, he's not. I think the oldest guy that I've had a crush on has been Jeff Goldblum, though.
How
he's
old is
85.
He? He's 85.
Do you currently, you know who my celebrity crush is?
He's
Timothy Chalamet.
Absolutely not.
Oh my God.
Chalamet.
Oh no, I can't remember now.
He was born in 1948.
Oh no, the realization. Yep. Do the math.
Oh no.
That was right
Sebastian
after
Stan. It just came back to me.
World
I'm so
War
sorry.
II. Do you I know about World War II?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was 3 years after World War II.
World War II began in 1945 when Hitler invaded Poland.
Well, 39, but you're 39, close. Yeah.
Well, I kind of have somewhat.
Sebastian
he's not
Stan's
old,
not 85.
I know, but that's my celebrity crush. If we're going to Bill Hader anybody,
man. That's an attractive
Sebastian
yeah.
Stan. The Winter Soldier? I don't care about Captain America.
That's an
next.
Attractive
oh,
move.
Yeah. Next. He's, oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Bucky Barnes?
He's in the Thunderbolts. Guys, he'll be in Thunderbolts. That's coming
that?
Out.
Did you guys know that Harry
yeah,
dressed
I know.
Up as him?
Yeah,
and that's
I know.
Why you started
as the Winter Soldier.
That's why you did the...
Oh, I know.
Were you the one that did the Winter
oh,
Soldier
I know. Told this
shield?
Yeah, on a cake. Yeah,
on a cake.
On
yeah,
a
you
cake.
Made a
yes,
cake
yes,
with the Winter
yeah.
Soldier.
A long time yeah. ago. That's what I wanted to watch for my birthday. And everybody else was like, oh my God, I can't even make it. And I'm like,
No.
Bucky Barnes.
I agree with you on that. I also agree with you on like the Thor versus Loki. Like,
Loki.
More, yeah, I'm
all
Loki.
Loki all day.
Loki all the
pass
way.
Every
day.
On Thor.
Yeah.
He's a...
He's like
Thor.
A beefcake, big beefcake, and
I don't like beefcakes.
Like, yeah, that's
beef
not
me
really
neither.
Mad.
Not
you don't
a fan.
Like your
are
women
you sure?
like stacked up.
I don't like guys that look like
Rhea
Sebastian.
Ripley.
So.
Rhea Ripley. Rhea Ripley. You understand?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it
Brianna
or
I'm on
Brianna?
That side of Instagram.
I don't know how to pronounce that. Is Brianna or Brianna?
Brianna.
Okay.
All I'm not gonna be fancy about it.
Riley or Rayleigh? What'd you say?
Rhea Ripley. She's WWE wrestler.
Yeah, you lost me. Sorry.
Is it Rhea Rar XD? No, I'm sorry. Okay.
Well, kind of.
My type is odd looking guys.
Me too.
Who are very funny.
So they're odd, but in a slight way, they're handsome.
Well,
like
that's
there's
one
kind
of my
a
types.
Strange
yeah.
handsomeness.
That's one of my types. But like,
I like unique people.
Yeah. And like, I guess just funny guys.
Who's that? Let me show. Let me see.
No, thanks.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, thanks. Yeah. He said she would beat me
She's
up.
She's beautiful.
I like feminine looking women. You don't? Well, you're not the target demographic, so it doesn't matter.
Your opinion doesn't
matter. She does not look like Sebastian Stan.
Sebastian Stan is so pretty.
I've not had very many celebrity
crushes. Oh, Markiplier.
Crushes.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. You're real for that.
Wait, who do what?
You're real
he's
for that.
A YouTuber.
He's a YouTuber. And he's
Who's
got,
Markiplier?
Like, Markiplier. He does like games and I used to watch
he's a let's player I would watch that all the time too.
Sam and Colby.
Okay, yeah I
oh
introduced
my
you to them
Lord.
I introduced
I love
you
his girlfriend though his girlfriend's oh. also the most beautiful woman I've ever seen ever and they're the prettiest couple ever.
Oh
yeah.
Oh. I still love
who is everyone's most controversial celebrity crush. You can
I think
say
I know
it.
Who
you can say it. Let's hear it.
What is mine?
Like,
who,
yeah, where someone would be like, oh. So mine, well, I guess I have a...
No.
Brie, what's your best celebrity crush?
My best?
Most controversial.
I wouldn't say it's controversial. I just think probably
celebrity
people
crush.
Might think it's weird because I'm a
can I guess?
31-year-old woman.
Can I guess?
You can I guess?
Oh, yeah,
can I guess?
Can I guess?
Yeah, you're not going to get it, though.
Chuck Schumer.
I don't even know who
is it Jake? Or is it Jake and or Johnny?
It's
Johnny.
Gilbert,
it's Johnny.
Yeah.
Johnny Gilbert. I knew
Johnny
it was gonna
Gilbert.
Be Johnny.
Look up
Johnny
he's
Gilbert.
He's
Johnny
an
Gilbert.
Emo guy, and he's a very emo guy, and he's
And Brie, you
I'm
know
a
what?
31-year-old woman.
But you're real
literally the same age as you.
Not the old Johnny Gilbert from Saturday Night Live.
No.
Just so you know,
he is. He's like a living Tim Burton character.
I love him. He's gorgeous. He's 27.
What
okay,
is it?
Awesome.
I don't know what it is, but it just
no,
he's
yeah,
pretty.
He's 27. Yeah. That's fine.
On this
I'm
episode of Lowering Your Standards.
Hey, now. Yes.
It's Greg's turn. Who's your first controversial
Greg, let's hear it.
Crush? And then we're going to do animated characters after.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is what it's turned into.
I like, yes,
this is
I
a
like
bonus
this.
Show. I like this topic, yeah.
Me too.
Do you need time? Because I'll come
I
back
can,
to you.
Wait, let me... Can I guess?
Yes,
some? Okay.
That might help.
All right,
actually.
Winona Ryder.
Oh, we
no.
know you
gorgeous.
Love Anne
I,
Hathaway.
I like
well, Anne Hathaway, you love, right?
Oh yeah.
Anne Hathaway. Would you call her like a crush or just a deep admiration?
I don't. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Crush probably, but crush, that,
yeah.
that's not controversial.
She has to be beautiful,
she's
no.
attractive.
Yeah,
she's
woman,
like,
so.
Okay,
who
controversial.
Yeah.
Who was? What's her name? I'll find someone controversial. Well, I guess Winona Ryder almost counts because
no, she's well because she's weird. Is that why?
No, because she had the whole shoplifting.
Oh, what about
the shoplifting?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh my gosh,
the girl from The Shining. Yeah, the girl from The Shining.
Oh yes,
Shelley Duvall.
No,
ooh, Shelley
she's
Duvall.
So pretty.
She's dead.
There's,
I love her. Okay.
Wasn't it Kyle that said name? Zoe, you look sort of like her.
This is fun, though. I like guessing.
Okay, I don't know why it's so in my brain, this girl.
No. Don't look it up. Give me clues.
Anna Joy Taylor.
I like her a lot.
Oh, Anya, yeah.
But she's gorgeous, so I don't think that she's very unique looking,
but she's also very pretty.
She has a fox-shaped face.
She's the one from The Witch.
She's beautiful.
Was that her?
Yeah, I like her. She's gorgeous.
We just watched The Menu. Good movie.
Yeah, that's a great movie. Love that.
I have that movie now.
We should watch that in here. On the big TV.
I watched something last night that I regretted.
What'd you watch?
What was it?
The Substance.
Oh.
You watched that?
I couldn't finish it. On
it
too many things that were too close to home. And I was like, I can't. And like,
did you finish it?
I did. And
it was
then
too gross. I couldn't watch it.
Have a problem with that. It's like a train wreck that I can't look away from. Yeah. You know, that kind of thing. And I'm like, now I regret this.
Did you watch it alone?
I did. Because
I did. Nicole Kidman.
No.
Okay.
Kira Knightley.
Did you?
There you go.
My problem with that stuff is if I get grossed out, I just start skipping things. Yeah. So I've seen the whole thing, but I haven't watched it like straight through.
The end was actually kind of ridiculous, and I did laugh a little bit.
That part was funny.
I've heard good things about it, but I'm too squeamish.
Cole Sprouse, final answer. I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah. I could.
Cole Sprouse is hot, but that man is controversial.
I was going to say some of the stuff. Yeah.
John Mayer's mine.
That I know.
Wow,
John Mayer's
so
mine.
Gutsy.
No, because
attractive man.
No, every
Bill
Hader
and
might be a controversial.
No, Bill Hader's not controversial. John Mayer's controversial because he dated Taylor Swift when he was 30 something, and she was 19, and then she wrote songs about how awful that was, and everyone was hating on him. But I'm like, hello.
Don't go there.
She also dated Tom Hiddleston, which is the guy who plays Loki. She dated Loki, Tom Hiddleston, for a very short time.
John Mayer, if you're listening.
Tay-Tay?
Yes, he had Yep, he had a shirt that said, I love TS. Yeah, really,
I forgot that they dated. They did date.
Tay-Tay and
they
had and
she dated Harry Styles, too.
Taylor Lautner, final answer.
She's dated everybody.
Who's that?
Taylor Lautner.
You know, Twilight.
We had a childhood friend that looked a lot like him.
Exactly.
Oh,
wow. Okay.
Did he leave jeans in random places in the woods? No, I love that. I've got to go. Sorry, my pants. Do they hide jean shorts in different places?
But every time
forest?
He came to our house, he would break something.
Zeke did that for a little bit.
I know it's a bonus episode, and I'm still reining it in, so I want credit for that.
It's a bonus
episode, but I'm still not.
And then we have to talk about our crushes that were
Ruth Gator Ginsburg.
Animated crushes.
She's dead.
I know. Judge Judy?
No.
Okay. Betty White.
I'm around enough people to judge.
You're any of the Pamela Anderson. Girls.
No.
Who?
Cheetah Girls.
There's none of these people are controversial.
Well, I'm just trying to get...
Amber Heard.
Amber Heard.
Yes.
Okay, there you go. Amber Heard.
She's number two on my list.
Of your hit list?
What?
It's the hit
list.
Yeah.
Really? You have a list?
Because she went to the bathroom in their bed.
I know.
That's why it's fun number two.
That was a couple of steps.
She likes old guys that are funny, but she misses half of the joke.
Johnny Depp. I love him.
Me too.
He looks pretty rough.
Rob Zombie.
Yeah. No, he doesn't.
He looks like Steven Tyler now.
I don't care.
He looks like Steven Tyler.
The one that she said I look like.
He looks like Bree in 80 years now.
Thanks.
Johnny Depp, if you're listening, I think you're still attractive.
I do too.
I think you're beautiful.
Amber Heard.
This was a month ago. He's beautiful.
That's not a month ago.
Yeah, it was. It says it was a month ago.
I mean, someone probably heavily edited the picture.
Not 2024. It says 2004.
Oh, you're funny.
Okay.
Animated crushes, if you can't make it.
I don't have any.
Hello, Optimus Prime, please and thank you.
That's real, yeah.
That's why you like cars so much.
Have you heard his voice?
I'll take the girl, the older sister from Phineas and Ferb. She was
Candace!
Yes. That's what we used to call
I like Candace. Never mind. I take it back. Pass.
I like
16. I don't like animated characters. I love Vanessa.
She was like
the
She from Kim Possible.
Wasn't Vanessa like the evil version of Candace?
No, she was just goth. She's just goth.
Always
I like the evil version of Candace.
That's real.
I liked Danny Phantom.
Okay.
I liked Shiga.
I like
Pikachu.
Oh, Ray. You need to. No. Where's our hear me out cake? You know that trend.
We should do that. Yes. We should do
What's it? A hear me out cake?
So
is that like a little Yachty?
You're funny.
It's just a trend.
It's this trend.
Is it on
where
Reddit?
People make videos and they have this cake and they will
What's
have.
What's the cake say?
I'm gonna kill you.
Okay, good. What's it say? I want to know.
I'm gonna kill you on air. The cake says nothing.
There's a cake?
It's a plain cake.
It's and a plain
and
cake.
And so let's say all of us have these printed out characters of people, hear me out, like, you know, kind of people they want to
say that they have a crush on, but most people would be like,
but most
what?
People wouldn't yeah. say. So then so you, much you don't crushing. Show you don't show the other person, but you just put, and you'll be like, my hear me out character is, and then you'd be like,
Mike was out.
Diego from Ice Age. Diego from Ice Age, that's fine.
I've never seen that. Is that good?
Ice Age?
Is that good?
That was my childhood.
Are you being serious about Diego from Ice Age?
Oh, also? Yeah,
which one's Diego? The
saber
rat
tooth.
Guy?
The saber-tooth tiger. Oh, okay.
Who's the rat guy?
That's Scrat.
Scrat. Yeah. Scrat. Scrat or Scrat?
No, not Scrat. It's Scrat. Something different. It's Scrat. Scrat.
Who's your anime crush?
Well, I said Danny Brianna. Phantom. Danny Phantom, but also a little more controversial one, I guess, would be Robin Hood, the fox.
Oh, true. That's a
furry.
Fact.
I'm not a furry.
From what?
Disclaimer,
so
not a furry.
from
Robin Hood, the animated
Robin Hood, the
one.
Animated from
Disney.
From the old Disney
yes,
movie?
The
from
fox.
The Robin Hood?
Yes.
Wow, from like the 50s?
You're going to give me a stroke if you keep talking like that.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, wow.
That's rare.
Wow.
I like Sleeping Beauty. No, I don't. She so doesn't interrupt
she,
me
but
every 5 seconds.
Unrealistic beauty standards. Unrealistic. That's have true. You seen her waist?
I want to. I love unrealistic beauty standards. They're the
oh,
best.
Okay. Is that what we're talking about?
They're the
now?
Best.
Guys, Zoe has distanced herself.
Zoe,
5 a.m.
Zoe, what?
You do? You open?
You open?
Yeah, I open.
Zoe, okay. What's your crush?
Hi, we've covered.
What's your anime crush?
Oh, my animated crush?
Anime? Why do you keep saying
Who's
that?
Your fireman of the current fires crush?
The 101 Dalmatian. No, I'm just kidding.
Wow.
You said fireman. I'm so sorry. I don't mean
That's
that.
That's funny.
Okay, I used to like that one lady, and now I don't because she was in that movie, and it was
Who?
Icky.
Ignore the chainsaw in the
Am
background.
Is it Emma Stone?
Yes, she was in that movie last year.
Poor Things.
I saw that in theaters and I was so uncomfortable.
That okay, so I used to like Ana de Armas.
Yeah.
And then I saw her in Marilyn in Blonde. Blonde yeah. I forgot that was the name of the movie.
She's
I saw her
beautiful.
In that and now I don't like her. And then I used to like Emma Stone.
I love
and then
her
I
shoes
saw
in Poor Things.
Poor Things. And I'm like, I never need to
I
ever
saw the
look
advertisement
at her ever again.
And I was like, I thought it was going to be so funny because it was the one where she wanted to get up and punch the baby in the face because the baby was
But sometimes being loud. you want mystery.
Yeah, I would not like that.
I saw parts of her. I don't
I've
ever
never,
need
I did not know it was good. Like, they did not advertise it that way whatsoever. Yeah.
No, I don't need to see that.
Yeah, Fred and I went to see that, and he said, Bree, you are fired from picking movies.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was like, I am sorry.
The whole plot is very uncomfortable.
The whole plot is uncomfortable.
What was it about? Yeah. I actually have not
seen it. Just a nastiness.
So they put a child.
It's also gross.
The mother died, and they took the child's consciousness and put it into her. So she's basically
like
a
child
in an adult
body. So then she's a child
in
a woman's body, and immediately is
so
hypersexual.
Yeah.
It's so gross. It's so gross.
It's
like, how is that not
I don't understand. Yeah,
it should have been canceled.
But how do you not get canceled for making a movie?
Because it's art and it's Hollywood filth, and it was very much like disgusting,
but
like Hollywood,
up,
like
well, that's
male
why,
fantasy
that's why we
kind
have
of shit.
All these Diddy
no,
situations.
No, no, no,
in
no, not a male fantasy to like have like relations
well, like
with like a 10-year-old. That's gross.
Well, being about 5 minutes long.
I have one more thing to say about Easy Things. What was it called?
Easy Things.
Poor Things. have you ever seen the episode of Seinfeld when the guy walks in on his girlfriend and she's vacuuming?
No.
Naked?
No.
And he's like, okay, wait, naked women, awesome. Sometimes you don't need to see naked women doing like work kind of things, right? You're like, it kind of ruins the whole thing if you're like, so Emma Stone in that movie is like completely naked half
really?
The movie.
Yeah.
And it's not at all attractive. And you're like, wow, okay, I don't ever need to see that again.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
It's also super uncomfortable. I'll and I thought the it. Marilyn movie was super uncomfortable,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they did. They
it's
need
very,
to,
what was that about?
They need to.
It's very grapey,
that was
the, as
was
they
that,
say. Oh. Very grapey.
And that did her wrong, I think. And she deserves a documentary that actually touches on like the good things she did throughout her
oh,
life.
Oh, Marilyn Monroe.
And yes. Marilyn Monroe. Okay. And
did
her strength as a person. And And the whole movie just revolved around her being objectified, sexualized. So very sexy. And she had no
not
power.
Not in a good way.
Okay.
Yeah. And it
did the whole
that
movie.
That was male fantasy, I would say.
No, God, no. 100% no.
Well, there is a male here.
Yes, but not the. Yeah, maybe.
Okay, so here's the thing. When you're watching that movie, do you feel sorry for her the entire film?
I didn't see.
Because I. Okay, so you don't know what you're talking about. I watched the movie and I felt bad for her the whole time.
Yeah.
That is not what guys want.
No.
We don't want to feel bad for people. And we don't want to think they're 10. That's disgusting.
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah, did you see Priscilla?
No, I didn't see that. Was
I
that
loved
good?
Them.
I haven't seen
that. I don't like that? Kristen Stewart, so I won't watch
she's
anything
she's in. Kristen Stewart!
I don't want to watch anything she's in. I won't watch
We've
Kristen
been around
Stewart.
This block.
We have. Oh, my God. Deja vu. Abby has to work tomorrow.
Sorry. After your meeting?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay. Hey, invite me. I'll be off work by then.
Then all of us can meet up back here.
Yes, that sounds good. We'll Hold do on. 10 more okay. episodes of the podcast.
Whoa.
Sorry, Bert.
She just gave me the bird.
There's a bird loose
There's
in
a bird.
Here. There's a bird loose in here.
Okay, take us out, Abby.
Take us out.
Take us out, Abby.
That was the bird.
Take me home, country roads, to the place I belong, West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home, country roads. I hear her voice in the morning as she calls.
All right, we're good. All right. Thank you, everybody.
Shut the f***.
Yeah, this was the bonus episode. I love you guys.
Mama.
I love you guys.
Ma.
All right.
You're the best.
Ma. Yeah.
We think you're amazing. Best.
I know that Zoe, this is a lie. Zoe. I'm sorry I wasted everyone's time today.
Zoe, you're my celebrity crush.
I'm sorry I wasted everyone's time. I'm not my.
No.
Oh.
He's lonely.
Oh. Yeah. I'm sorry I kept everyone so long talking about nothing.
No,
it
was
we're
fun.
Good.
Fun.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Oh,